All right. We did a little interviewing out there the other day. And the idea here, I guess, was just to, I don't know, go up and talk to some of these guys. I was kind of interested in what their previous life experience might have been before getting into the game of football.
Uh-huh.
What their school scene was like, what their, I don't know, teenage scene might have been like.
Was this all prompted by Boyhood?
No. Okay. Just normal curiosity, I think.
All right.
So we went out there and rounded up a few guys who were trying to make a name for themselves. And we talked to them. These are very brief interviews. Now, if you guys don't like these, I'm going to take these to Bob and Dan.
Yeah, why are you threatening me with that last night? He threatened me last night.
Because you guys frequently don't appreciate my interviewing style.
Not true! We always love it! You're doing it for Ray series? Come on, man!
I'm not doing it for Ray this year.
I know you're not.
We're doing something else.
Okay.
All right, so let's listen here.
Talk a little football here. First of all, what's your name?
Crank it.
Kenneth Bishop.
Okay, what position you play?
Defensive tackle.
Where you go to college at?
Northern Illinois University.
Okay, how's training camp going for you so far?
It's going pretty good so far. Just taking it day by day. It's going to get better each day.
Did you make some things happen out there today?
Yes, sir. Made a few plays. Still could do better.
Who's your position coach?
Coach Rod Marinelli.
Oh, Coach Rod Marinelli? Oh, yes, man, sir. He's a hard ass, isn't he?
He's good for us, though. This is better. He pushes us.
Pushes you a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Where'd you grow up at?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Okay. Yes, all right. Now, when you were down there in Fort Lauderdale, out running around and stuff like that, did you ever have to regulate any?
What do you mean regulate?
You know, just take charge of situations. You know, you have to show them that you're not just any geek off the streets.
In Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I usually run with a group of guys that had their head on straight, so I never really had any problems like that.
No having to be handy with the steel or... Nothing like that.
No, yeah, I come from a good upbringing. I got both my parents.
Oh, you got both of your parents and everything? All right, that's great, man. That's great. So you just switch your mind back into freak mode and let it roll with that?
Yes, sir. All right. I have passion for the game, so I just leave it out on the field when I get out here.
All right, man. Good deal. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
The regulate.
Nice. Oh, my God, you're my hero.
You can't be any geek off the street. You got to be handy with the steel. You know what I mean? Earn your keep.
Yeah, we do, man.
All right, that was Ken Bishop. If you didn't
Is hear... he a rookie?
Yeah.
Free agent?
Yeah. He was a real nice guy, but once the questioning went down that path, he really started looking at me weird.
You're racially profiling, is what you're doing.
Well, no, I wasn't. I was just asking him questions. But I think he was a little bit interested in, you know, what a guy like me actually knows about something like this.
Right. About keeping it real.
Yeah.
And reaching for your steel.
Being handy with the steel.
God.
I wonder if he knew the song.
I don't know. I was assured by Jake that these guys would know the song. But I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's an old song.
I know, and that's why I didn't know whether they would know it or not. But he seemed pretty sure that, you know...
Who did the song?
Warren G and Nate Dogg.
Yeah, Nate Dogg and Warren G.
And that's from early 90s?
Released in 94.
Yeah. So that's 20 years old.
Pull that up if you can, Ty, so everybody can hear it after we play the interviews.
Would you like another here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Along those same lines?
Yeah. Are you going to go to Bob and Dan and give it to them?
1-2, 1-2, 1-2. All right. What's your name?
Devin Street.
Where you play college ball at?
University of Pittsburgh.
How do you feel about your chances of making the team?
That's to be determined by the coaches, but, you know, I can just control what I can control. Just come out here every day, work hard, get better, and, you know, go play.
How do you feel like you're playing so far?
I feel like I'm playing good, but you know, one bad play is a bad practice for me. You know, just trying to be a perfectionist out here, you know, just be accountable to my teammates. Even though I make a mistake, you know, just gotta learn from it and just get better the next day.
Who's your position coach?
Coach Derek Dooley.
He a hard ass?
No, he's not a hard ass, but he gets the best out of you. You know, one of the best coaches I've been around, and you know, he's getting the best out of me, just making me a better player as well. So,
where'd you grow up at?
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, a little town outside of Philadelphia.
Outside of Philadelphia.
A little steel town.
Uh-oh.
Did you ever have to regulate while you were there?
Regulate?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what do you mean by that?
You know, take control of the situation out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't be any geek off the street.
Yeah.
You gotta be handy with the steel.
Yeah. Regulate?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. You mean with a gun?
No, maybe not necessarily that so much, but just,
no.
You know, bring these situations in hand. Like, say, you ever be rolling and you see, you know, your homie with some suckers all in his mix, anything like that?
No, sir, I come from a good family, you know, my mother and father, and, you know, stay out of trouble. You know, academics was first, and then football came after that. I was always active in sports, you know, never really on the streets or anything like that.
I salute you for that.
Thank you.
No 16 in the clip and one in the hole for you?
No, I appreciate it.
All right.
Did he walk away?
Yes, he did. He pissed him off.
He's like the nicest guy in the world. Both those guys. I raised
a
good family. My parents told me to stay away from weapons and people like you.
Yes.
Oh, my.
And boy.
What a bastard.
When things rolled around to being handy with the steel there, the whole thing turned.
Oh, yeah. You mean a gun?
Yeah.
a gun?
Who is this?
And when he walked off, he kind of gave me a pat on the shoulder like, dude, I'm getting away from you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Golly. Okay, so Devin Street, that's their rookie wide receiver.
Yeah.
From Pitt.
Right.
It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, he's supposed to be very good. I mean, if they keep one, it could be him. If he shows, you know, anything in training camp.
16 in the clip, 1 in the hole. All right, do you have that song, Ty?
Is this dirty?
No.
Okay, good.
No, it's not dirty.
We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up! It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis.
What a great song! Oh,
that's
so
awesome.
Golly.
I said, what's up? Some brothers pull some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to figure better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked.
Okay, that's awesome. All right.
You want one more?
Yeah, of course. As many as you got.
Okay.
Need more.
Need
more regulators.
All right. Now, this fellow was very, very loquacious. He likes to talk, and he is very outgoing. Now, I didn't have my facts straight on him either, because I was talking to him, I was about to do him, and Todd Archer rolled up, so I gave way to him.
Okay.
And I didn't want him standing there while I was
asking 16 in the clip, 1 in the hole.
Right, while I was asking asshat questions like these.
Welcome to my world.
So let's check this out. All right, so what's your name?
My name is LeRon Bird.
And you were around here last year, right?
No, last year I was in Arizona.
Oh, with the Cardinals?
With the Cardinals,
okay. All right, you spent the year injured? Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, I had 2 years there. My first year there, I was with my rookie year, and my last year I was on injured reserve.
How's things going for you so far this year?
Oh, it's going good. You know, just getting my confidence back, finally getting back into football mode. Learning the playbook, kind of like the hardest thing, learning the playbook and knowing what to expect, because, I mean, in the NFL, a lot of the plays are similar. It's just that some coaches expect it different. So just adapting to Coach Linehan's way of and Coach Dooley's way of offense, kind of been the hardest part, but I'm finally getting a grip of it.
So who's your position coach?
Derek Dooley.
He a hard ass?
Well, it's kind of crazy. Coach Dooley recruited me out of high school, Louisiana Tech, so he's still kind of giving me a little mess for not going there.
Okay. Where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in Homeville, Louisiana. Small country, about 2,000 people max.
Oh, yeah. Small town.
But one of the greatest high schools in Louisiana, Homeville High, one of the greatest high schools in Louisiana.
All right.
So I guess down there, you never had to regulate or anything like that? Didn't have to go out there on the streets let people know?
My mom was a single parent. I grew up in a single parent household of six. And my mom was, she was kind of militant. She didn't play that and inside before the street lights was on, clean up chores. So I really thank her for a lot of success I had today. I really thank her.
None of this 16 in the clip and one in the hole for you or nothing like that?
No, sir. No way, man. My mom, I'd be dead by that time. My mom would have killed me.
So you just switch your mind back into freak mode and glide with it, huh?
Oh yeah, no problem, man. I mean, like I said, I think life is just what you want to do. And I knew I wanted to come out of a situation. I grew up in the housing project, and I knew I wanted to get out of that situation. So I knew I had to go to school, I knew I had to play ball, and I knew I had to work hard. And those three things got me to this point.
Pulling for you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Start from the bottom. Now you're up.
This is the best segment we've ever done. Oh my God!
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Did he laugh when you said that?
Yeah, he did. In fact, let me see if I can get to it again here.
Oh God! Started from the bottom, now we're here.
All right, let's get to the end here.
All right, so what's your project? And I know I wanted to get out of that situation, so I know I had to go to school, I know I had to play ball, and I know I had to work hard. And those three things got me to this point.
Pulling for you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Started from the bottom, now you're here.
Yeah. Thank you.
He loved it.
They're like, who is this white guy, man?
He's like 60.
Asking us gun questions.
I wish.
Weapons
started
questions.
Started from the bottom, now my old team can hear him.
So fantastic.
That's awesome.
All right. Are you?